So Bob Bowker is a former long-serving Australian ambassador in the Middle East, in Egypt and Syria. The Arab and Islamic world, of course, is key in any discussion of Middle East peace and the fate of Jerusalem. He says floating the embassy idea is a cheap political stunt. But if the Australian embassy were to be moved to Jerusalem, I asked him how it would make any difference to an already moribund peace process.
Only in a negative sense. The balance of the negotiation depends on having Jerusalem as part of the final package, and to remove it from the equation is simply going to make it even harder to get the Palestinians to participate and, of course, the rest of the Arab world to support a deal which may be deeply dissatisfying to many people within the Arab world.
But Dave Sharma, the former Australian ambassador to Israel, now also the Liberal candidate in Wentworth, of course, who has advised the Prime Minister on this, it seems, says, look, this is the reality on the ground, as do many Jewish representatives. All of Israel's institutions are in West Jerusalem. When Australians or anyone else goes to visit government members in Israel, they go to Jerusalem to do that. This is just pragmatics. Does that not hold water?
There's many versions of reality in the Middle East, and the one that matters to me is the one that affects Australia's interests. And Australia's interests are shaped very much by our willingness to be party to international law and the functioning of international negotiations, which has, by and large, served Australia's interests much better than endorsing unilateral actions by any party, be they the Trump administration or Israel, on issues which are still clearly controversial and into which the international community has substantial interest. I just don't see how one can set aside those considerations in order to support a unilateral move by either the Trump administration or Israel to resolve an issue according to their own predilections.
But given the very deeply troubled nature of the Israel-Palestinian relationship and the virtual non-existence of any kind of process towards peace, do any of those things hold water any longer?
Well, I think the thing that we need to focus on is Australia's concern to be part of a rules-based international community. And for all the difficulties of maintaining that approach, it's still an approach that is more likely to support Australia's interests than endorsing unilateral actions which deeply undermine international confidence in the United Nations and the whole notion of finding balanced outcomes which the international community can support.
The Prime Minister says he's taking this measure and several others within the context of Australia maintaining its support for a two-state solution between the Israelis and Palestinians. Do you not accept that?
I think there is only a two-state solution that can achieve the interests of both Israel and the Palestinians. Any other approach is simply going to wind up with an apartheid Israel and a deeply dissatisfied Arab world and Palestinian population within that Arab world. So we do need to strive for a two-state solution. But to remove Jerusalem as part of that equation is simply going to make it harder to bring that about. And we need to be still focused on supporting those elements, those declining elements within the Arab world who believe that peace is possible based around a two-state solution.
This may not even happen, Bob Bowker. I mean, in June, then-Treasurer Scott Morrison said the Liberal Party would not support moving the Australian embassy. That was following the US move. And there is an electoral context here that people are pointing out. Dave Sharma, the Liberal Party candidate in Wentworth with a strong Jewish community. Scott Morrison rejects that this is a politicisation of this sensitive issue. You're a former ambassador, long experience dealing with these sorts of intricacies. Do you accept Scott Morrison's assurance on that?
I think there's nothing more useless than an unelected politician. So I understand where he's coming from, but I don't think that should be allowed to shape people's perceptions of what is clearly a very cheap political stunt.
Bob Bowker, thank you very much for joining us.
Cheers.
Former Australian ambassador to Egypt and Syria, Bob Bowker.